541 Roofing and Heat Coil. This is Jada.
Hi, Jada. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for asking. I know that Shalette had told me to call you regarding putting a website together for 541cleaning.com.
Sure. Yeah.
So you own that domain, correct?
Yeah, we just bought it.
Okay, okay. And then I know that we're working with you with the roofing, but how long has the cleaning business been open?
It's not even officially open yet, so we are still waiting on an insurance policy and everything like that. But our situation is that we run this roofing business, right, and all of our crew has girlfriends, and they come and help with our cleanup portion of the mess of the roofs, and they want to start cleaning houses too. And we've got four ladies ready to go. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. So you're going to help them out. That's really cool. I love that.
Yeah. They want to work more. So.
Yeah, so you might as well get them some work. And cleaning is a good industry, especially since you have the roofing anyway. You know, you can get them the work through the jobs you're already working on. That's perfect.
Yeah,
so,
exactly the plan.
Mm-hmm. And so are you thinking of using it just to help those four ladies out, or are you going to make it like a full-blown cleaning service where it's another, you know, standalone business, or what are you thinking there?
I think we already registered it with the Secretary of State, are doing business as, so it will be a separate business.
Separate.
Because we need a separate insurance policy for it and everything, because our roofing policy is like $1 million, and we don't want to have that much coverage for cleaning.
Yeah, you
so
don't
someone
need that.
Will sue us.
Exactly. So I'm curious, for the cleaning business, you're going to need a different phone number and a different location. Is that possible? Meaning we would have Google send a new PIN verification code out for the cleaning business. And
sure.
I've had people go to the extreme of even using like a residential address. Because once the PIN code gets there and we submit it to Google, that would allow us to publish you. But if it's a residence, they would hide the address on there, and you would just show up as, you know, 541 Cleaning, maybe in Bend, Oregon, but the actual street address would be out. So.
Yeah. That's fine, because when we started the roofing businesses, we ran it out of our house, so we just did that out of residential.
Oh, good. That's why there's
probably
a suite 4 on there, right?
Yeah, now there's a suite 4. It used to be our home address, though, when we didn't publish it.
Got it. Okay.
So we can use the cleaning one. We can use it. We can send it to our residential house and not publish it, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, let's right. Let me put a note in here for that. And then...
The other thing, too, while I have you, maybe you can help me. So we are, we actually just signed a lease for a second location in Redmond, Oregon, for our roofing business. So how, I'll need to get that on the map, too, somehow. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. For Redmond.
How that will work. Yeah.
Okay, so there's two different routes that you can consider for the cleaning company. Is number one, you could go with the same package that you have now for the roofing, which is the local, SEO services, or you could do that program and bundle it with Facebook ads. And the reason I suggest that is when you get a new business off the ground, you're starting fresh with a new domain, a new business. So naturally, it's going to have a very weak internet presence initially. So if we do the Facebook ads, they'll kick in quicker, where you'll get faster results. But also, you know how when you search for something online, chances are next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that exact thing popping up, right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for house cleaning, residential cleaning, commercial cleaning, maybe maid service, anything that has to do with the services that those four ladies are going to offer, then we can make sure that you're, you know, generating work from the social media as well. So the local package by itself is a flat rate month to month of $199. And with the local package with the Facebook, it would be $299. So $100 would go to the Facebook ads, okay? In both instances, there's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. And then I can get the site included for you at no additional cost. Typically, they charge an extra $400 to put the site together. But since you're an existing client, you're considered a loyalty client of ours, we can include the site. Have you seen some of the samples? Did Shalette send you anything over regarding that? Because if not, I can.
For cleaning?
So it's for a template, just so that you could see kind of like the layout of what the site would look like. So it would be, you know, created for cleaning, but you would be able to see, like, you know, where you would be able to put your pictures, and there's a contact form on it. So most people, when they find you on the first page, they're going to call you directly, right? But there's going to be certain instances where they can't call you right away because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug their information into the form, and you would get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. And because that lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Yeah.
Now,
can you? Wait, so everyone that looks at our website, there's a lead generated? Because I don't see that with our roofing.
No, it's not. It's not. So on the site, there's a form that says contact us, okay? Do you get text messages on this number? I could send you an example so you could see it. Or is there another number for text?
What number? My phone is always forwarded to myself, so I don't know what number you called.
If we have called the 7785 number.
Yeah, that's the business line. So here's my cell phone. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It's 541 480 6080.
Okay, so let me set that up so that you can receive a text, and then I'll send you a sample site so that you can see what they look like. And the contact form is what I'm talking about, where you would get a lead coming through it. So if somebody just goes to your site and they click to your number from the first page, say they're on a smartphone, that you're not going to get a lead generated from that. It's only if they fill out that form, okay?
Right.
But those people that had called you from the site, you already captured that. It's just that you had talked to them already as opposed to them coming through on a form. So let me second here. There's also two different options that you can consider. There's the payment integration and the one that's just a regular site. So let's say, you know, the ladies want to accept payment through the site. You can have it where they get paid, that somebody could send money over to you, either by using Venmo, PayPal, or a debit or credit card. So that would be also applicable if they went out and let's say they said, oh, it'll be, you know, $500 to, you know, for this cleaning job, but we want a $100 deposit. People could go onto the site and submit the deposit that way too. So the first one I sent you was for, it's a landscaping company, but again, yours would be created for your industry. And then the second one would be with the payment integration. So the only difference between the two is that for the Morgan Electric that I'm sending you, when you scroll down to the bottom, on both sites, there will be a list of the service area, a logo, the phone numbers available on a click-to-call feature. But with the Morgan Electric example, there's also the links with the PayPal, the Venmo, and the debit or credit. Do you think that that's a feature you guys would want to utilize, or you're just...
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because we already have QuickBooks. I can send payment links that way, and I can set
okay.
it on Venmo, like, if I need
okay.
to. So,
that's smart. Okay.
But I'm still... So, yeah. So, I'm still going to be mulling this over a little bit. I'm going to talk...
Of
so,
course.
We have a real estate agent that works part-time for us,
mm-hmm.
and she's been doing some of the background stuff on our page and building up the SEO on her own. So
okay.
I'm going to ask her what she thinks.
She's doing that on the roofing page because the cleaning one's not up yet, right?
Yeah, no, only on the roofing page.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, I was confused for a second, but I'm like, it can't
She's
be
writing blogs and everything. I'm like, thank you. I don't know how to do this stuff.
Yes, yes. So what she's doing is considered on-site SEO, okay? And it's the opposite of what this program does. We're considered off-site SEO. So on-site SEO is where someone goes into your site and they tinker around with the meta tags and the phrases and the keywords in hopes that you'll get better rankings. It's not a bad mechanism. It's just a little outdated because over the years, Google has made so many revisions that now in order to get a business ranking on the first page, you have to have the off-site SEO, which is where we don't touch the websites typically in any way, shape, or form if someone already has a site, right? But we'll attach the site to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. This way, you would get the exposure that you need to, you know, generate those new clients. So the good news is if she's doing that and she's willing to do it, you know, once we launch the cleaning site, then it will enhance what we're doing as far as the off-site SEO, right? Because it'll actually, she'll be building in meta tags and stuff so that the web crawlers will notice the cleaning from the tags that she's putting in it. And then we'll be creating that same tags in the listing. So you'll get, like I say, an enhancement to your results by having her do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah, so I just sent you an email, Jada, and my extension is on there, 777. So if you have any questions when you go through this, you could always call me. If not, I'll probably, you know, follow up with you. What's your timeline? When are you thinking that you potentially would want to get started?
Probably within this month. I'm just trying to get everything gathered together and everything, and then I'm just starting to put it on our signature that we're going to start this cleaning business.
So, yes, yes.
I still need a little time just because it's just...
Okay, so let me put here EPA for cleaning between now and June, I'll just put, you know. And then for the Redmond, when is that supposed to be up and running for the second roofing location?
Well, we actually signed a contract already.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, and we're basically, the reason we rented it is because we got a really good deal, and it's just a small warehouse, and we're just going to be storing stuff there, but it's right along the highway for advertising. But, yeah, we already have the lease, and we're already starting to clean it and everything. So.
Okay. So you pay $224 monthly now for the Google Workspace and the local search engine optimization and the whole nine
mm-hmm.
yards for your first location. So anytime somebody adds a second location with us, they get $50 off. So you would only be paying $174 monthly for that second location when you're ready to get started with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for having, like, a pin drop on Google?
Right. But not only the pin drop is that we optimize that second location to also show on the first page of search results, because you could go in and create a Google business profile yourself to get a pin drop on Google. You don't have to pay someone to do that, but it just becomes one of thousands and thousands of pin drops that have been created over the years in Redmond, and it probably would never do much for you unless it gets exposure, right? So that's what we specialize in is, you know, giving you the exposure that you need to gain new clients. And if you need a website for the Redmond, we could do that also. We could create a new site, or you might just want to put on the existing site, you know, also services Redmond. So it's up to you if you wanted to have a different site.
It would be an existing, because we're only like 12 miles away from each other. So it's kind of all the same area, really.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm on board with you there. If it's that close, it's probably better to just keep it all on the same site, but then just start optimizing that new area so that you're getting results there too, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I got your email, so I have your info. Yeah, just give me a little while so I can have some time to get my ducks in a row.
Okay. Sounds perfect. So I did send you the information on the different types of sites and whatnot. So if I don't hear from you, I'll probably follow up with you in, you know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, something like that. Okay?
That works. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.